Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. We're so thrilled you're here today. Now, if you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes every single weekday, and our hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement and hope and help as you launch into your day. If you've been around these a while and you found them helpful, we would be honored if you'd consider sharing these with the people in your life. You can do that on social media by sending them to weekdaypodcast.com. You can drop them an email, a text, however it's easiest for you. But our hope is to help as many people as possible, and your word of mouth makes a big difference. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about a simple principle that honestly was a light bulb moment for me probably 20, 25 years ago. I've got a friend named Dave that talked about this idea that God is not just concerned with the big stuff in our lives. And we all have big stuff. We've got eternity, we've got major decisions, but the truth that I learned through Dave is that God cares about the details as well. In Proverbs chapter 3, Solomon's writing to his son, and there's two verses that honestly are so simple yet powerful. He says in verses 5 and 6, he says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take." And this last Sunday, as part of our 21 Days of Power in Your Best Year, Pastor Chuck and I took the five key words in these two verses and talked about how when you give the details over to God, you get to see God-like results. The first word that we talked about is that simple word of trust. That word trust simply means to lean with your full body, to lay upon it, to put your full weight on something. So when he talks about trusting the Lord, he's saying, don't just tiptoe towards the Lord. Don't just trust him with the little things. He's saying, put your full weight, the full weight of your life on him, because he can handle it. So he says, trust in the Lord. And then he says, don't lean on your own understanding. Now, that idea of leaning is what you depend on. Leaning is when you're tired and you're worn out and you just need to prop up against something. And the temptation is to prop up against ourselves. See, in our culture, we talk about this idea of being a self-made man or a self-made woman or pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps, and that sounds great when it comes to the American dream, but it is so detrimental to the best year because we begin to rely on ourselves. So he says, trust in the Lord, but don't lean on your own understanding. Our own understanding is our own intellect, our own mental powers. And I don't want to downplay your mental powers or my mental powers. God's given us amazing minds and he wants us to use them. But at the end of the day, we have to recognize that our information is limited. Our knowledge and wisdom base is finite. God knows far more than we know. He sees a much bigger picture than we do. And so when he says to trust in the Lord, he reminds us, trust in him and don't lean on your own understanding, intellect, or ability. And then this next word is so powerful. He says, seek him. Seek him in all your ways. Seek him. This idea is an imperative. It's a command. It's to say, in all your ways, know him. Know him deeply. Keep pursuing him. Don't give up. Don't stop. Don't get comfortable. Keep pursuing him personally so that you know him. There's a difference between just knowing about him and actually knowing him. There's a difference between knowing the president, hey, I know who he is, but then actually knowing him personally. And so this idea is to say, keep seeking God so that you can know him. The next two words are these two words, show and direct. I love how this verse says it. He says, and he will make your paths straight. He will make your path straight. It's this idea that when there's twists and turns and there's ups and downs and when there's potholes and detours, that God, if we will lean on him, if we'll seek him, he will help us to know which path to take. But as we close today's podcast, I want to close how we did on Sunday. And I want to encourage you, if you want to hear the full message, to go back and watch the replay on sugarhill.church. You'll just scroll down until you see Best Year's logo, and you can click on that. But the last thing that we talked about on Sunday is so powerful, where this word is he. It's God. He's the one that makes our path straight. He's the one that we can trust. He's the one that cares about the details. And so I don't know what those details are for you today. Maybe it's a job change. Maybe it's a house change. Maybe it's a relationship that you're trying to figure out. Maybe it's some bitterness that you need to bury. So I don't know what that looks like for you today, but I want to encourage you with these two verses. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. He'll do it if you'll trust Him today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.